Hey, Chaim, good to see you. Okay, so tonight's shiur is going to be a little bit tricky because my technical support team is out shopping for Yom Tov, so we have to hope that everything on the technological end goes well. She'll be back to check in on me, but we'll have to, hopefully things will go without a hitch and we'll be okay. Tonight's learning should be for a Refuah Shleima for Yechiel Yoina Ben Esther. He should have a Refuah Shleima Gemur as well as Shar Chayli Yisrael. Tonight's topic is really not negaya to Corona, but believe it or not, it finds its way very relevant this year specifically. And I want to discuss this evening the shaila of how early can you make the Yom Tov of Shavuos? How early can one decide to start the Yom Tov of Shavuos? And the reason why this year it's more negeh than perhaps in other years is because this year many shuls are going to be struggling with the idea of how to make many minyanim in their shul, and they're going to try to have many different minyanim. Now, if you're going to first start the first minyan very late because you're going to wait, you're not going to have too many options. So we'll see how this year perhaps it does present a little bit even more of a tricky shaila about how early one can start the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And Mir Tashem, we will also discuss, can you make early Yom Tov, the second night of Yom Tov? They say, let's say, for example, Friday night, you don't want to wait till late. Can you make early Shabbos / Yom Tov on Friday night? We'll get to that Bli Neder as well. What's fascinating about this topic of early Shavuos is its historical background. Right, by now, everyone who comes to our shul knows I like to believe I know a little bit of history. I consider myself an amateur historian. There's obviously professional historians who I like to listen to and borrow their material. But in the world of history and halacha, it's very interesting how some shilas become more, I think, historical than even halacha l'maisa. For example, this shaila about making early Shavuos is going to be very historically interesting to see how it plays out from a historical level. And we'll explain what that means in a second. What's just interesting about this shaila is if you look at most of the Maror Mekoymos that we have in a regular shiur, one of our first couple of Maror Mekoymos is usually a Gemara, Rishonim. Our first Maror Malkim, and perhaps one of the most important of all our Maror Mekoymos, comes from a Sefer called Emek Bracha. And the Sefer Emek Bracha was written by the father of the Shalach HaKadosh. The father of the Shalach HaKadosh's name was Avram Horowitz. And he lived in the 1500s. And it's important for us to note the time frame for all of this. Because this is one of the most unique sugyas in halacha, as there's almost no literature on it in the Rishonim. Nothing. It only starts from the Acharonim 1500s and on. So that obviously is already somewhat of a red flag, something strange, that something so big about when to make the first night of Shavuos should have found its way into the literature, into the Rishonim. There should be a Gemara or something. Yet we'll see tonight there's kamat no literature in the era of the Rishonim. It's all really in the later Acharonim, starting from the 1500s and onwards. So let's start with source number one, the Emek Bracha. This is the source of, this is the father of the Shalach HaKadosh, the famous Shalach. The same exact piece that we're going to read is also found in the Shalach HaKadosh's own writings. And we'll see why that's relevant in a few minutes. Zokta Emek Bracha, the father of the Shalach HaKadosh, takes us to about the early 1500s. He writes, Kibalti mimari agoy merash milublin. He says, I have a Kabbalah from the Rash milublin. Shekibal ishmi piyish agoy to Rabbeinu Yaakov Pollock. Yaakov Pollock, which is also the late 1400s into the early 1500s. Shalai Lasso is Kiddush. That you're not allowed to make Kiddush. You're not allowed to make Kiddush on the first night of Shavuos until Tzeisik HaChavim. Again, this is the Kiddush dating back to Yaakov Pollock, which takes us to the late 1400s. Vatam, says the father of the Shlo, why is there such a Kabbalah? Misho mipnei shebesvirik, when it comes to Svir, it writes, Sheve Shabbos is temimois tiyena, 7 full weeks they should be, v'im kein, kishemikadish boidioim, if you're going to make Kiddush early on Shavuos night, mechaser oisei hamikzat mimentes imei asvira, you're going to be missing part of the full 49. So what's the svara? The svara is you have to have what's called temimus. Has to be a full 49 days. I take no responsibility for the background. My children change their backgrounds and the virtual backgrounds every day to a different background. I didn't even know what the background was over here. So I don't know if it's something good to look at. I know my son spends half the morning with his Rebbe playing his switching virtual backgrounds. But maybe when my daughter comes home, she'll come up with something more creative. But nonetheless, says the Shalach HaKadosh's father, that what? That if you're going to daven early, if you're going to make Kiddush early this Thursday night, that means you did not have a full 49 days elapsed from Pesach. And that's not Shavuos. Shari Chag Shavuos hu la'achar ha-Svira. Shavuos starts after Svira. Hu kishiyesh Svira, enei Shavuos. Hu kishiyesh Mekadesh, imkei Mekabel al-Atzmei HaChag. And Kiddush is the start of the Yom Tov. So therefore, argued the father of the Shloah, Umechaser Oisa Hamikzas Mimea Sfira. You're missing out on part of the Sfira, Venimtsa She'enon Temimis. So this is the famous reason everyone knows, that the reason why you're not allowed to make Kiddush, or again, look at the words of this, this is the source of everything, the wording is so important. You're not allowed to make Kiddush early on the first night of Shavuos, because that would take away from the din of Temimis. Now, says the father of the Shloah, the Alta Shivena, don't ask me, don't ask me, so why am I allowed to daven Ma'ariv earlier? That's not a kasha. We know that the Gemara says in Brachas, the Rebbe Yishe used to daven the Matzei Shabbos davening on Shabbos afternoon. So that's not a kasha, says the father of the Shloah. The davening is not a problem. Kiddush is a problem. Next kasha he throws out, don't ask me, mikiddush hashatz. He says, what are you going to tell me that on Friday night you're going to have the shatz make kiddush, the basic nesses, and it's not yet Shabbos? That's not a kasha. That's only for the guests, for the wanderers. That doesn't look like it's taking away from the tmimis. But if every individual would make Kiddush in Shul, if every individual would make Kiddush early on Shavuos night, that would look bad. Okay, we'll have to discuss this svara in a little bit more. Gam motzinu bad lukas Neiros Chanukah, says the Shloah's father, I have arrived from Neiros Chanukah. Ktsas doimla, that's a little similar. Shashatz madliki bebesek nesis by the yoim. We know the shatz lights it pretty early. Vakahol mechuyov al hamtim al hadik bebesem, ashe gez marad lukah. But yet at home, you light later. So argue the Shloah's father, you see that what goes on in shul and what goes on at home is not a kasha. So there's three major points from this piece of the Shloah HaKadosh, and it's interesting. The Shloah HaKadosh himself in his Sefer writes it the exact same way. I was going to put both on, but just to save space, I didn't. It's mamish word for word. This is his father's Sefer and his own Sefer, his Shloah in his introduction, in the beginning of Maseches Shavuos. He writes the exact same words. And what are the chiddush? There's three chiddushim in this shtickel Shloah HaKadosh over here. One is that you can't start the Suda, you can't make Kiddush early on the first night of Shavuos because it would take away from Temimus, chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is that even though you're going to make Kiddush, you could have a Ma'ariv anytime you want on Shavuos night, just don't start Kiddush. Chiddush number two, the Shloah says that even though you're going to make Kiddush B'Beis HaKnesses on the first night of Shavuos, that's okay because it's only the Archim. And third chiddush of the Shloah HaKadosh is he wants to compare it to lighting neiros in shul. Just like you did when you light neiros Chanukah in shul, you do that not necessarily bizman hadlaka. And when you go home, you light later. So same thing with kiddush. So kiddush you'll make in the shul, Shavuos night, not at the right time. And then you'll go home and you'll make kiddush at the right time at home. This is all the chiddush of the Shloah HaKadosh's father. So the reason why Klal Yisrael today does not make kiddush early on Shavuos night is all attributed to this shtickle from the Shloah HaKadosh's father. Now, Right away, before we get into the nitty-gritty of it, there's two issues that need to be addressed, which I saw Rabbi Abadi in the Sefer O Yitzchak addresses. First of all, right to Rabbi Abadi, the second half of the Shloah HaKadosh is a Pella. What was the Shloah HaKadosh saying? That don't ask me a kasha from Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, because yes, you'll make Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, but it's only going to be for the few Archim. Says Rabbi Abadi, number two, Oid Yesh Lhovin. How exactly did the Shloah HaKadosh answer that kasha? What was the kasha? The Shloah HaKadosh said, you absolutely can never make Kiddush early on Shavuos. Are you going to make Kiddush in Shul early? Said the Shloah, that's okay. That's only for the few Archim. Says Rabbi Bari, what's the Teretz? The Ein El Archim V'Le Mixi Klum. So he says over here, the Ein Chilak Zeh Muvan Klal Klal. And Mamish makes absolutely no sense what he's saying. Ma'ishna Archim B'Chal Shabani Adam. Frank Rabbi Abadi, I don't get it. The Archim are Yotze with this Kiddush. So if the Archim are Yotze with this Kiddush, so you see that there's a population that's allowed to be Yotze with Kiddush before nightfall. So how could the Shloah HaKadosh tell me, the rest of the Jewish population has to make Kiddush after nightfall. But, Archim, who have no home, they can make Kiddush early in Shul. What's the Svara? If there's a din you can't make Kiddush till nightfall, no one can make Kiddush. What did the Shloah HaKadosh mean when he said, well, the Kiddush in Shul, which is for the Archim, we're going to be making. Well, what type of cool is that? Secondly, says Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi, v'chei mashikos of lidmoiz lezeh ma'ad matlik in their Chanukah be'basak neses. Again, the Shloah HaKadosh wanted to make a comparison. He wanted to say that just like you're allowed to light menorah in shul earlier than the given time, and when you get home, you have to wait till whatever this man is. So to hear also, Kiddush in shul is okay to be recited earlier on Shavuos night, but not Kiddush at home. Frak Rabbi Abadi, he says, I don't get the tzushtel. The comparison is so off. Why? Third line, he says, hinei tam golo yesh bedin hadlakas ner Chanukah. Argued Rabbi Abadi, the svara is off. Do you know why it's okay to light Neris Chanukah a little earlier? Because you're going to have Pesu Menis in the shul. We spoke about this on Sunday morning, about 2 years ago. Why do we light Neris Chanukah in shul in the first place, according to Menu Hashem? It's because of Pesu Menis. So therefore, when do I have the biggest crowd? I have the biggest crowd right now. So that's why I light now. Masha'in Kane, when I get home, I don't have the crowd, I have the people in the street, so I gotta work with the people in the street. So he writes, V'hita konam yuchel zabotik v'siyas. Dim lo yachshav emas adat tzibor hoylech kolecha v'echel adarkai. I have to light now, because it's the only time I have a tzibor. V'il mole tamze be'emes in chiluk. Argue Rabbi Abadi, if that wasn't true, then there would be no difference. So Rabbi Abadi says, Imamish does not understand what the Shlach Kodesh is saying in Lomdis. To try to compare to Kiddush and Shul, Shuas night, to Adlokas Neiris Chanukah and Shul as well. Okay, now, that's we'll call those side kashas. What's the big issue with the Shlach Kodesh? His din and tamimus. He was mechadish, again, it's not his chiddush, he's quoting it from his father, who quotes it from Merashim Lublin, who quotes from Yaakov Falek, that there's a chasar in tamimus. Now, the reason why this is such a big chiddush is because, why is this not a din in every single night? You should never be allowed to count until Tzitzik Chavim. We know, Shulchan Aruch himself is masking you're allowed to count Ben Hashmashas. So if this taka din tamimus, the din tamimus should be every night. Why is the tamimus only on the last night? Now, I mentioned to you earlier that there seems to be no rishoin and we discuss this shayla. Now, it might not be discussed in mefurish, but maybe it's discussed in a backwards way. For example, if you look in Taisus Psachim Daf Tzadi Tes, this Taisus is in the beginning of Avi Psachim. Taisus is commenting on the Mishnah Psachim. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to start the Seder until it gets dark, until Tzitzik Chav. So Taisus over there has a kasha. Amai Yitzrich, Ache Techshach. Taisus has two kashas. First of all, why do you have to say you have to wait? V'oid, the Gabi Shabbos V'yom Toiv V'm Loike Tonilo. In fact, Taisus, why is it that I have to wait for the first night of Pesach, but I don't have to wait for Shabbos and Yom Tov? Meaning, why can't I make early Pesach? So Taisus says, V'oid meharim u'korvil, the Gabi Matzah Dav Kabin and Ache Techshach. You know why you can't make early Pesach? Because it's a special Gzeres HaKosov by Matzah that you need to eat it at night for. Why? Because the Tanya B'Tesefta, HaPesach U'Matzah U'Morer, Mitzvah Shem Isha Techshach. Both carbon Pesach, matzah, mor need to be eaten after nightfall. The time was the reason Mishum Dechsev. Ochlos Abasa Balayla Hazeh. When did they used to eat the carbon Pesach? The carbon Pesach was eaten Balayla Hazeh at Tzitzik Chav. So the carbon Pesach has to be eaten at nightfall. Umatzu mor is kish le Pesach. And matzah umor were hekish le Pesach. So therefore you can't eat matzah, you can't eat mor before Tzitzik Chav. Now, why can't I start the Seder and do the other part? So we mentioned before in previous Shurim, either because of Ein Kiddush El Makam Suda or other reasons. But what do you see from Taisvis? Taisvis concludes, Ava Suda Shabbos v'yom tov, v'matzah achlum v'vayyim. But regular Suda Shabbos and Yom Tov, v'vadi you can eat earlier. And you can even daven earlier. So the mashmois of this Taisvis would be that the only Yom Tov that you can't make early Yom Tov is Pesach. Why? It's because I have a special Gzeres HaKosov that I can't eat the carbon Pesach until Laila. And I have a hekesh between the matzah and the maror. The melah, my hands are tied when it comes to Pesach. But the mashmois would be, is any other Yom Tov? I could make early Yom Tov. So it means I can make early Rosh Hashanah, I can make early Shavuos. What about early Sukkot? So we know already the Ramah quotes Al Gzeres Shavah, that you're not allowed to make early Sukkot because you're not allowed to make early Pesach. The Ramah writes, there's Gzeres Shavah, Tezvav, Tezvav. The same reason why I'm not allowed to start the Seder till nightfall, I'm not allowed to start the first night of Sukkot till nightfall either. Fine, that's Pesach and Sukkot. There's no Gzeres Shavah, Tezvav, Tezvav to Shavuos. So the Pashas of this Taisvis would be that you are allowed to make early Shavuos. So this Taisvis would be the Chayra Arai against the whole Yisoid of the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach Kodesh was building up this argument that you're not allowed to make early Shavuos. The Chayra, this Taisvis, the Pashas, again, it's not Mefurish. I can't tell you Taisvis says Mefurish, you can make early Shavuos, but the Pashas of Taisvis would be is that any Yom Tif that doesn't have a special drasha, the Chayra, you should be allowed to make early Shavuos. In the Sefer Degel Machne Ephraim, he quotes over here from the Masas Ben Yomin. The Masas Ben Yomin was a Yid named Rabbi Yomin Aaron Salonik, and he lived in the year, he was born in 1530, died in 1628. So again, same time frame. We're talking about the 1500s, 1600s. And he writes, says the Masas Ben Yomin, he quotes like this, Matzasi Kasa B'Shei Mayri Erash, he quotes the same Chiddush of the Shlach Kodesh's father, that says, Belel Rishon Shachag HaShvuos Mamtino LeKadosh Ad HaLayla. You have to wait for Kiddush. Why? Because Shem Yikadosh HaLayla Yichase Ma'at Miyayim Mem Tesla Svira. It's a problem in Tamimus. And he writes, V'loi Matzasi Mishachiba Bezel L'Shom Echem Min HaPoiskim. Says no one says it. Zulas Aknesa Gdeila, Bishari Aknesa Gdeila, in Tetzav Baga, Shehevi Diver Rav Masas Ben Yomin Halol, who quotes this Masas Ben Yomin. Bistam Mibli Shem Chalukov, no one who argues. Now, says the Degel Machan Ephraim, V'av Shedvarov Milsa Desvirulu, Desvar Ninu, maybe it makes sense that you need to have Tamimus. You come out, come like Matzon, Uloi Bigamara, Veloi Berishainim. There's no Gemara anywhere, and there's no Rishonim that say she'asru ze elabel v'abel el Pesach. We only have a Lel Pesach. She'amru b'Gemara lo yechalod amat she'techshach. U'paska Torah arachayim reishim in tafayim beis. U'morin v'harash v'achum esadesh. And all the Rishonim bring it down. So he says v'misa, if it's true, the gamlel shvus tzrichim lahamten at she'techshach. Kivon she'yordu ha'gemara v'apoyisk medar v'zeh b'lo Pesach. He said, I don't get it. It's not like this topic is never discussed in the Gemara. It is discussed. When it comes to Lel Pesach, the Gemara and all the Rishonim and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are all very clear that you have to wait. Yet when it comes to Shavuos, no one says a word. Very strange. No one says anything. So the implication would be that if no one says anything, because it's not true. He writes, someone should have said something. And he writes, why is it that none of the Rishonim felt the urge to tell Klal Yisrael that you should know you have to wait until the 1500s. No, what did the Rashba do? What did the Rambam do? What did Rashi do? Till 1500s, no one made early Shavuos. It's a very strange thing. It's a historical ha'ara that until the 1500s or the late 1400s, no one made early Shavuos. It's hard to believe. But Taina the Dagam Machan Ephraim, it's very strange. So therefore, he says Elavad Bel Shavuos Ein Tzricha Lahamtan Ad She'Techshach. So Itaka takes it back. He says he doesn't agree with this chiddush. He thinks that there is no. It's so hard to believe that a din that seems to be so pasha to early Achrayim was completely omitted by all the Rishonim. And it's l'chayra, a strong ha'ara, a strong observation. Now, there's another problem, we'll call this a bigger problem, with the whole yisoid of making early yomtif on any yomtif. Why? Because there seems to be a stira in two taisvis. Again, this is way beyond the Tuesday night shir, this is more like a Sunday morning shir, maybe one day, but there seems to be a stira. We quoted earlier a Taisis HaMsachim, where Taisis HaMsachim seems to imply that if not for the Gzeris HaKosov, that I have to eat Karban Pesach Balayla, and Matzah and Maras, Hukish LePesach, I'd be able to make early Pesach. Can you imagine making early Seder? It would be the greatest thing. You'd have the kids up for the whole Seder, and the Seder would end at 10 o'clock. It would be fantastic. So the Mashmois of Taisis is that without the special Gzeris HaKosov, I'd be able to. The problem is, and Rabbi Chonon Wasim in the Kovitz Shurim points out this Ha'ara, there's a Taisvus and Ksubas, Daf Mem Zayin, number 5. Taisvus and Ksubas is trying to figure out, how do you know that the Maisi Yadayim of your daughter go to you? How do you know that if your daughter has a job, whatever she earns goes to you? So Taisvus says it has to be, the Gemara says it has to be that way. Why? Because the Gemara says you're allowed to marry your daughter off, but if I'm going to marry my daughter off, she's going to miss work to get married, but the work goes to me. The answer is, yeah, that's the raya. The fact I'm allowed to marry her off, and she's not going to be able to go to work because she's in Sheva Brachas, and the money is not a loss because it's my money, it's my left pocket to my right pocket. Frektais Akasha, the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe you'll marry her off on Shabbos and Yom Tov. She won't have to miss work. So Taisis over there has Akasha. The Alpha Gav Damina Mamait Kotun, the Samachta Bechagecha Vole Beishtecha, they Nosim Noisim Noisim Bechalamite. You know you're not allowed to make chasanas on Cholamite. So what is the Gemara saying? You're going to marry her on Shabbos, you're going to marry her on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to make chasanas. We know the din of Eimarv and Simcha B'Simcha is a real drasha. Now we've mentioned this many times. Who taught us Eimarv and Simcha B'Simcha? We learned that from Pesuel, from Lavan. Lavan taught us Eimarv and Simcha B'Simcha. After Yaakov got duped in the first shidduch, so he wanted to marry Rachel right away. Lavan said, "No, you gotta wait." So the question is, whenever people say you can't learn things from bad people, so we see over here that Lavan was mechalish to us Eimarv and Simcha B'Simcha. So Shechter always likes to say it's not the Pshat. The Pshat, it wasn't necessarily Lavan saying those words. It's the Torah telling us those words through Lavan's mouth. But Avad, it's Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Mipi Lavan. But in any case, we know this is a halacha l'maisa. Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So Taisvus comes up with a chap. So he writes, no. V'yeshloim ha'azok Taisvus, ikka l'meima doha ari sho'achas l'fnei yomtev. No, says Taisvus like this. We'll make an akimta that you made the chasana during Taisvus yomtev. You made the chasana during Taisvus yomtev. So what? Shehu ki yomtiv l'inyam alacha. So since it's Taisvus yomtiv, the girl's not allowed to go to work. But it's not yet in a violation of a samachta b'chagecha because it's not really yomtiv. So what do you see from Taisvus and Ksubis? That when you make early yomtiv, you don't change the calendar and make it yomtiv. Because if it would really be yomtiv, then the chi of simcha would also apply. And then you didn't gain anything. Elamai says, Rabbi Chonon, what do you see from Taisvus? That even when you make Taisvus yomtiv, all you do is you put upon yourself isser malacha. But you don't create a din of actual yomtiv. Memela, you wouldn't be able to be mekayim mitzvahs hayomtiv. So points out Rabbi Chonon, there seems to be a steer between these two taisvus. Now this is very relevant. If you accept taisvus and ksubis that you can't make early yomtiv and do any dini hayomtiv. early Yom Tov just means you're not allowed to do malacha. But let's say, for example, you wouldn't be able to eat in a sukkah with early Yom Tov, because it's not Yom Tov. Now, this is a very fundamental shaila, which I'm not getting into tonight, is when you make early Yom Tov or early Shabbos, do you actually change the calendar? Do I have the ability to change the calendar and say, well, although the sun is shining bright outside, it's nighttime. That's the chiddush of Taisus Yom Tov. Taisus Shabbos can do that. Or no, you can't change the calendar, but you can shafes surma on yourselves. You don't want to do malacha? Good, so don't do malacha. And we'll consider it something, but you can't change the calendar. That's a famous chakira in the shaila of Taisefes Shabbos with Taisus Yom Tov. Be it as it may, this Taisus in number 5 does present a little bit of a dilemma. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So the Magen Avraham writes in number 6. Again, we know the Magen Avraham lived a little later. He was 1633 to 1683. We're talking about the mid-1600s. Now, just a pella, the Magen Avraham lived 50 years. Look what he accomplished in the 50 years on this world. His commentary on Shulchan Aruch on Aruch Haim is essential. We almost pass like every Magen Avraham came out, except for tonight, we'll see. So just look what he accomplished in only a very, very short time in this world. He only lived 50 years. But he accomplished significant amounts of Torah. Zok de Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shavuos, Beleil Shavuos e mikachin al hakoyis ad seisek yechavim. Dichsiv tamimois tiyena, parentheses e mek habrocha, that's the father of the Shalach Kodesh, umasis binyamin, that was Rabbi Yamin Salonik, that we quoted both gedolim of the late 1500s, 1600s. Oh, so the Magen Avraham records the lahalacha. But what's the lashon of the Magen Avraham? E mikachin. Why is that the Lashon? Because that's the way the Shlach quotes it. Writes the Machtes HaShekel, Mashma de Arvis Rashai L'Hispalel. Number 6b I'm reading. Mashma de Arvis Rashai L'Hispalel. You could have a Maariv anytime you want. Now that's Mefurish in the Shlach Kodesh. And the Magen Avraham told us he cut and pasted from the Shlach Kodesh. So, according to the Magen Avraham, have a Maariv anytime you want, just don't start the Suda till nightfall. Now again, when we're in Shul, it's a little easier to do this. Right, because when you're in shul, you'll daven ma'ariv, and you'll put up a chazan who does a very nice long davening. Then everyone goes over to the rabbi and wishes him good yom tif. And especially if you live in more suburban areas, by the time you walk home from shul, it's already nightfall. So therefore, if you follow the Magen Avraham, so your whole limitation is not on what time you daven ma'ariv, but it's only what time you make kiddush, and that makes a lot of sense both in lomdis and b makes sense because that's the exact words that we quoted from the Shalach Kodesh. If you look in the Das Torah from the Marsham. Masham writes like that Mefurish as well. He writes, "Avo b'tshuvas Masas Binyamin shokasav dafka b'kiddush." The Masas Binyamin, who's one of the mikayris for this din, also says that dafka by kiddush you wait. Mashen gave a tefila to hatzarich lois mechalakayish vaket. Some argue that you're supposed to be dafka daven ma'ariv early. Why? This way you'll fulfill the din of Taisus Yom Tov. Don't make kiddush, but do at least daven ma'ariv. Va'ayim benach l'shiva dini gittin. He'll also likewise pass it and likes the Masas Binyamin. So we have the Masas Binyamin, we'll call that, as well as the Shalach Kodesh and his father, all of the opinions that you can't make Kiddush early on Shavuos night, but l'chor you could have a Ma'ariv any time you would like. However, comes along the Taz. We know the Taz was significantly older than the Magen Avraham and the Shach. The Taz lived the end of the 1500s he died in 1667. We know the Taz was one of the Gedolei HaPoskim of his era. He was a little earlier than the Magen Avraham, and he writes the following. Number 8, Ma'achrin lahaschel arvis b'knisa Shavuos. Says the Taz, we delay the start of Ma'ariv on Shavuos night, k'dei sheyua yimei hasvira timimois. So they should be timimois. It's a pel de Taz. Why is it such a pel de Taz? Because that's not what the Shalach Kodesh wrote. That's not what the Emek Bracha wrote. That's not what the Masas Bin Yamin wrote. So if you're going to borrow their halacha, you got to borrow it in the authentic way it's quoted. And here the Taz is not doing that. So right away the Eliyahu Rabbah jumps on this in number 9. He writes, Tzorachin. What's the Tzorachin? The Tzorachin is what we're just pointing out right now. That's not what the Achrenim wrote. The Achrenim all wrote that you have to wait for Kiddush. Ma'ariv, the Gemara says. The Shalach Kodesh himself says Ma'ariv. You can have whenever you want. Very, very difficult Taz. However, this Taz is recorded by quite a few Gedolim. And one of the main ones is the Mishnah Berurah himself, but we'll see that a little later. First, you'll see the Chayk Yankiv, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer. He lived much later. He was already the late 1600s to the 1700s. He's a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of the Hilchas Chelik Hei, what we call the Chelik Hei, the Mishnah Berurah. He's a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. He writes, "Because of Achreinim, Shema Achrim B'Tfilas Arvis, we delay the start of Ma'ariv, Kadeshia Tamimos Yimei Asri." You saw what we just did over here? They took a Chumrah, and they made a Chumrah on a Chumrah. the chumra was not to make kiddush until the first night, until tzeis gachavim. And these achronim added not only that, but you can't even daven ma'ariv. But the $1 million question is, why can't I daven ma'ariv early? Could daven ma'ariv whenever I want, the Gemara says. Rav Matzli Motzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch himself writes that. So the Degel Machon Ephraim suggests the following pshat number 11. He says,
when you're most of it changes the day. So now maybe that's why he says you can't daven ma'ariv early.
Again, but the Shulchan Aruch himself says it's okay to daven ma'ariv early.
So he doesn't hold like that.
What I'm saying, it's a chiddush. They're taking his chiddush and tweaking it. Okay, we'll have to see. So he writes like this.
It has to do with Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yom Tov. According to him, he has a different shot.
Oh, clearly.
It changes the whole day.
That's right. Clearly the Taz understood that by making Tosfos, you change the entire day on the calendar. Good. We'll see that might be the Taz L'shitosoi to something in Hilchos Sukkos. Hopefully we'll get to that tonight. So the Degel Machon Ephraim writes... I'm sorry?
Shmini
Atzeres. The famous machloik is Taz in the Marshal about can you make early Shmini Atzeres. There's a very long Taz with a very interesting conversation between him and the Marshal about are you allowed to make early Shmini Atzeres. And this is similar lumdus is what we're saying now over here. So if you look at number 11, the Degel Machon Ephraim writes, Ve'en li'yashiv divir harav ha'masas b'yomim d'li'omu d'yamtan l'kaj b'lal shvus ha'chit ha'chach al-davko l'mashinogu o'ilam sh'lesab ratez g'chovim. It says the whole chiddush of the Masas B'yom, it only makes sense if every night of Sfira you're makbet to count that says. K'moshe oisim hamadaktikin, which is only what the frumah people do. K'moshe kasevei Rashi b'tshuva ve'vi aran moran be'seis v'shom. Kam ze'enim in a yishuv. He says, first of all, says the Dr. Machanim, I don't get it. This whole thing is a pella. The last night of Shavuos, I gotta wait a whole till tzeis gachavim, but all the other 48 nights, I counted b'nei hashmashos. I don't get it. Where was my tamimas the other 48 nights? So Zaktim, it comes out that you're going to only, this whole chumrah of the Shalach Kodesh, or the Masas Minyom, it only makes sense for those frumah people that wait until Tzeis every night. Very strange. Then he writes, Gamzeini min ha'yishiv, even that doesn't make sense. Kiven l'fum dino im sifra koidim shechashech yos, l'maisa we paskin. You're allowed to count before Tzeis Yichav. Im kei mi'oysa shah haviz man sefir, so it's already time for counting. V'shapra havet mimis. Afim kiddish b'dal shvuz koidim chashecha, kiven des man ha'des sefir, mi'boy joy mu'poshet. He says it's a palatum. He thinks the whole thing is ridiculous. This whole chumrah of the Shalach Kodesh he completely, utterly rejects. So the Hesairis Betshuva was Reb Shimon Sofer. Now there were two Reb Shimon Sofers. One was a son of the Chassam Sofer and one was a grandson. This Hesairis Betshuva was a grandson of the Chassam Sofer. He was a Rav in Hungary for most of his life. He died, believe it or not, he was killed by the Nazis in 1944 in Auschwitz, like most of the Hungarian Jews that were killed, mamish l'b'soif of the war. His yard site's right around now, in the month of June, which is the yard site of many of the Hungarian Jews, because that's when they really quickly tried to destroy Hungarian Jewry. So he was a grandson of the Chassam Sofer, Reb Shimon Sofer. So he has a sefer called the Sairis Betshuva. He gradually lived a very long life. He lived, I think, till 96, 94. Right, he was born in 1850, so and he died in 1944. So he lived Kanan Har a long life, 94. But they say a maisa with him, which I think is a fantastic story. He says over that when he wanted to print his sefer Hesairis Betshuva, he gradually had a lot of kids. He had three wives, and he had 15 children. So he didn't have a lot of money. Goes without saying. And you have that many children, you're not gonna have a lot of money. And when he wanted to print his sefer Hesairis Betshuva, he had no money. So his wife sold all her jewelry, so he could have money to print this sefer. Godless the Gemaisa. So this sefer that we have today is Sairis B'Tshuva. It's I think 6 volumes, a Geshmak HaShas and Tshuva sefer. He was one of the great Rabbonim in Hungary, an Enochel from the Chassam sefer. So this sefer only came about because his wife was willing to sell her jewelry so he can print this sefer. Okay, but what does it say in the sefer? He writes like this. He's bothered with our kasha. Why does the Taz say you have to wait for Ma'ariv? The sefer is Ma'ariv. So he comes up with a very practical pshat. Very practical. He says like this. L'niz daiti mitam zayesh lizor. He says, because we know that many people have a minute to stay up all night, Shavuos night, even regular people. Even though the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, quoting the Zohar Kodesh, sounds like it was only the Hasidim, the very pious people. So he writes, you're going to run into a problem. If you're going to daven Ma'ariv early, when are you going to repeat Kriya Shema? So he says, normally you'll repeat Kriya Shema before you go to bed. But because you don't go to bed on Leil Shavuos, we're partially afraid you're going to miss Ma'ariv, you're going to miss Kriya Shema. So he says, that's why you should delay the start of Ma'ariv. Not because of Tamimus. Practical, because we're afraid you'll never repeat the Kriya Shema. It's a very nice chat. I think it's a very geshmak pshat. I don't think that's what the Taz means. It's not the wording of the Taz, but it's a very practical pshat. His pshat is that what? You're never going to, when else are you going to daven ma'ariv? And you should know, when it comes to the first night of Sukkot, there's also a discussion amongst the Achronim. Do you have to wait the first night of Sukkot for Ma'ariv, or do you have to wait for Kiddush? And many Achronim argue that we're afraid that if we allow you to daven Ma'ariv earlier, you're going to go straight to Kiddush. Once you come home from shul, the mindset is start the meal. So that's the other pshat for the Taz. We're afraid that a guy comes home from shul and he tells his wife, I daven Ma'ariv already, but the rabbi said we have to wait. It's not going to work. So that's the other more practical pshat in the Taz. But if you look at number 11, L'Hairus Nasim, Nasim Gestetner, was a Rav, a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. He died not so long ago. He writes a different pshat. He says, V'ulai bizman ha-taz nogu l'spal gam arvis b'b'lai l'dafka. Kidei shalo yovo l'kash b'b'yayim. He says what I just told you, that the whole svar of the Taz, just because we're pashut afraid, you're going to make Kiddush early, you're going to jump the gun. So to keep everyone longer away from Kiddush, we kept people in shul longer. Okay, perhaps that was the svara of the Taz. Okay, if you turn to the next page, to the Sefer Yosef Oimitz, another very, very important Sefer. The Yosef Oimitz was written in the 1600s. It was written by a Yid in Frankfurt. Okay, now why is it important for us to know that he lived in Frankfurt? Because the Shlach HaKadosh was a Rav in Frankfurt. That was one of the positions where he was a Rav. He was a Rav in Frankfurt. He was also a Rav in Prague. But at some point in about the year 1614, I believe, the Shlach HaKadosh was a Rav in Frankfurt. This Yosef Oimitz also came out, lived in the 1600s, and he's writing about Minhagei Frankfurt. If anyone is ever interested in Minhagei Frankfurt, so you should look up this Sefer Yosef Oimitz. Now, we'll see in a second, there's another Sefer called Noihi Katzon Yosef. That Sefer came out 100 years later. This is in the 1600s. And he writes the following. Says the Yosef Oimitz, he quotes the entire shtickle of the Shlach, and he writes, Alchein be'emes le'ri'isi rabona kishashoi bali maisa. I did not see any great rabbis. I shared by Arzenu Eretz Ashkenaz, who live over here in our land, which could mean the greater Germany, it could only mean Frankfurt. Da'avdi Hachi, said the Yosef Oimitz, with all due respect to the Shlach HaKadosh, I didn't see anyone that bought into his chumrah. Ubefrat, oyosim ha'medakti gemo'im deveis Hashem b'leilis, specifically those Jews who want to stay up a whole night shavuos. Sha'inim kol ha'layla al ha'modom, they stay up a whole night, lo umot kol ha'layla. That the whole Makar for staying up is found in the Zayar. On a side note, I would like to discuss one day, not tonight, or in the near future, the authenticity of the Sefer HaZayar. Talk about controversy. There is much to debate on the authentic authorship of the Zayar HaKadosh. Now, if you debate the authenticity of the Zayar HaKadosh, does that give you the right to debate a lot of the things which are written in Zayar HaKadosh? And this is one of them. The whole Makar to stay up Shavuos night is based on the Zayar HaKadosh. And we always assume that the Zayar HaKadosh was attributed to Rashbi, Shimon Bar Yochai. But that is a very, very debated topic. But Lina, the one day I would like to discuss it at length with in one of the shurim, I just don't know which share it fits into. But one day I'd like to talk about it just because it's extremely controversial and I like to do controversial topics. Okay, in any case. So Zok D, Yosef Oimitz, he says, what are you talking about? For those people who want to, you have to remember, in Germany and in other parts of Europe, this time of the year, Tzeitzik Chacham is extremely late. In England, Tzeitzik Chacham is about 10:30. So keep that in mind. Right? Tzeitzik Chacham is around 10:30. For us in New York, no. Tzeitzik Chacham is 9:10. But in parts of Europe, and in England, and parts of Germany, it's extremely late. So argue the Yosef Oimitz in the 1600s. He says, what are you talking about? He says, well, how are we supposed to do that? If we're going to stay up first, he's coming to a different angle. He's saying, if we first start learning, after we first start the Suda at Tzeitzik Chacham, we have no time to learn. You know why? Because you know what time Alois HaShachar is in these countries? 3 o'clock, 2:30. No night. They were worried about having a night to learn. That was their concern. We're concerned that we don't want our first to eat at 10:30. Their concern was, gosh, it was Ruchnias. First sit down to learn at, well, you have 2 hours to learn. And most of us would be like, Gevaldik, we have only 2 hours to learn. I was going on my Zmanim. If you go to South Africa, don't go to South Africa for Shavuos. Or don't go to Australia for Shavuos. Shkia this time around is about 5:30 at night. Alois HaShachar is about like 7 o'clock. So if you want to get a lot of learning done, or whatever, I'm curious if anyone knows, I would love to hear what they do. My humble opinion, what I think they do is they probably go to bed after the Suda and wake up early. I can't imagine they learn from 8 a.m., from 8 p.m. till 6. That's a lot of, maybe they do it, I don't know. There are Jews in these communities, Sam. South Africa has a lot of Jews. Australia has plenty of Jews. So if anyone knows them, I'm just partially curious what they do, because they have it backwards. They're on the winter schedule now. So Tzitzit Chavim is, I think, 6 o'clock, 6:30, and Aloysius Shachar is like, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock. It's ridiculous. So they got a gazunta night to learn, but in Europe, or parts of Europe, it's the other way around. So he argues. He says, "What are you going to talk about?" Listen to what he writes. It's beautiful. He writes, "Malite makom l'simchas chag hakodesh kamram." He said, "The whole beauty of Shavuos is learning Torah. You're going to lose half a night." I'm begging, my heart's pouring out. So he says, "It's all mutter." Umotor las is kiddush b'bein hashmoshes. He thinks he can only make kiddush b'bein hashmoshes kimidarei sekari b'bein hashmoshes laila, because technically b'bein hashmoshes is really laila. So Dr. Yosef Eimetz, he thinks you can really make kiddush b'bein hashmoshes. Says Rabbi Abadi, he says he thinks there's a little bit of bias over here in this piece of Yosef Eimetz. Why? Because Yosef Eimetz lived in Frankfurt. The Shlach HaKadosh lived in Frankfurt. He doesn't want to outwardly say that the Shlach is wrong. He doesn't want to outwardly say that we don't accept the Shlach. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi, number 14, Ela shebesayv kasav lahak of lakaz rak b'nei shmashes v'lo mala libo lahak liyaseh. He wants to know why the beginning of the Yosef Eimetz, he starts with basically saying no one bought into the Shlach HaKadosh, but I think you should wait till after, at least till after Shkia. Says Rabbi Abadi, you know why he did this? V'nei shum kvoide shah hashlo shay abez nebekila hi l'ratz lahak liyaseh. Out of respect for the Shlach HaKadosh, the Shlach was a rav in the town. He didn't want to basically say that the rav in the town is wrong, so he watered down the Shlach HaKadosh's version. But Dr. Bayabadi, deep down, he does not think that the Yosef Eimetz is saying that this was ever in a skabel, at least in Frankfurt, and perhaps in other parts of Germany as well. If you look in the Sefer Nohog Katzon Yosef, that was a Sefer written about 100 years later, also recording the Minhagim of Frankfurt, and he writes the same thing. He quotes the whole Shlach HaKadosh, and he quotes the Yosef Eimetz, who says, the Yosef Eimetz, Kaddish, Tekef, make Kiddush right away. Doesn't sound like you have to wait till... This sounds like Rabbi Abadi's argument. That really you can make Kiddush right away. Make early Shavuos. Okay, the question is, where does that leave us? So if you look over here, number 16, there's a tshuva from the Melamed Lohoyel. The Melamed Lohoyel was written by a Yid, Reb David Hoffman. He was also a German Rav, but he was much later. He lived in the mid to late 1800s. He died in 1921. So he writes the following tshuva. Someone asked him the following shayla. Kosovli Mereb Achon and Gumfritz in Hamburg, again, also in Germany. He says, this year it's just too difficult to fulfill the chumrah of the Taz and the Magen Avram to wait till Tzeisik Chavim. And therefore he basically wanted to know, can we do away with waiting on the first night of Shavuos? And the Hoffman answered him the following. He writes, the Kasafti line I wrote him, the Kavonas, the Kavon, the Das, Agoyne, Yaivitz. He says, you should know there's a chiddush for Yaakov Emden. Now, Yaakov Emden lived 100 years before them. Yaakov Emden lived in the 1700s. When Yaakov Emden died, it's a good way to remember when Yaakov Emden died. He died the same year the Revolutionary War broke out. Died in 1776. So Yaakov Emden predominantly lived in the 1700s. So this is 100 years earlier. Zogt, the Reb David Hoffman, you can be same on Yaakov Emden. What's Yaakov Emden? So Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur, Beis Yaakov, he also writes in his Sefer Maruk Tzio. He writes, he thinks this whole waiting on the Shavuos is very shvach. And on top of that, he writes, he says, first of all, even if you're going to buy into it, there's absolutely no reason to be makbid on for Ma'ariv. All to be makbid for it is maybe for Kiddush. And he says, it's actually better to daven Ma'ariv early. This way you'll be in the fulfillment of Tosfos Yom Tov. So Rav Hoffman concludes at the end of his shtickle, he writes, therefore, if it's hard to do it, I think you should wait till Bein Hashmoshes. He tells you what time it is that year. And he says, first of all, Svir is the Rabbonin. So you can even count Svir Bein Hashmoshes. So if you can count Svir Bein Hashmoshes, you're getting Tamimus Bein Hashmoshes. You are getting Tamimus. And therefore, he writes at the end, he also tells you to look in the Sefer Yosef Eimetz, which basically says also that Bein Hashmoshes. According to Rav Hoffman, if it's difficult, you could be Mekel and start your meal already at Shkia, right after Shkia. Okay, so we already have a Yaakov Emden on the side, Lahakal. Now, there's another thought out there. I'm sorry. Now, I just to point out, a good Ha'ari, which I heard today from Rebbe Tzal Radinsky, which I think is a good point. He says, even if you want to be machmir for this chumrah, the chayrit should come out that the earliest time you're allowed to count svira should be the earliest time you're allowed to start your meal. So let's say, for example, we quoted many times that Yaakov Kamenetsky held that you only have to wait 38 minutes to count svira, 38 minutes after shkia. So argued Rabbi Rudinsky, the fizeh, 38 minutes after shkia, you can make kiddush. Because you don't have to be more machmir than svira sa'imir. Since the whole din is to me miss, and if you're allowed to count, so I'm allowed to count. So he argues that Lefize, the earliest man that you're allowed to use is Sfiras HaOmer, which according to Yaakov Kamenetsky is 38 minutes. So you'd be allowed to start your meal 38 minutes after Shkia. Okay. Now there's another Svara to reckon with, which is not Tamimis, but it's a Svara found in the Netziv. The Netziv in the Sefer Emek Dover on Parshas Emor says the following observation. When the Torah describes the Yom Tov of Shuas, the Torah says, Ukuratsem, Ukuratsem Be'etzem Hayem Hazeh. Says the Netziv, Kvar bi'arnu on the source number 17, Kvar bi'arnu de'etzem bol ledayik o yoim v'loy layla. Says the Netziv, there's a yisoy that whenever it says the word etzem, it's come to exclude something. It's come to exclude this day and not the night. So he says, Shavuos doesn't apply at night. So he writes over here, oy b'mokim she'ef shalafarashkim. But if that doesn't make sense, then it's come l'mu'utei tosefes. Then it's come to tell you, you can't make it early, you have to wait till the day actually starts. The Chaim B'Zahar Mikra says the Netziv here also, you can't tell me that Shavuos is only during the day and not at night. It's like every Yom Tov that starts at night. Okay. He writes, "Umikan nogu Yisrael shleispalol ba'atzeres," and that's why the minhag klal was not to daven. So he says the minhag is not to daven. Miboy joim, for loyki moshe mazon agavram. It's not the pshat because of tamimus, but it's because of his svar. What's the nafkamina between saying his way and saying tamimus? L'chayra l'fidus, it's a din deraisa. If it's a din deraisa, you have to wait till tzeis gachavim for deraisa. You can't use 38 minutes after Shkia. Rabbi Yaakov's chap of counting 38 minutes after Shkia is very nice because Sfir is the Rabbanah. But if this is a Din Daraisa, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, it's a Din Daraisa. If it's a Din Daraisa, why should you be allowed to wait until it's Vade Laila? You'd have to wait. Rav Moshe's 50 minutes or 72 minutes. That's one very important afkamina between the Netziv and between what we'll call the Masas Binyamin and the Shlach Kodesh's father. Another nafkamina, perhaps, would be what about women? Women. According to the Shlach HaKadosh, it's all totally in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer. But let's say you're not mechuyev in Sfiras HaOmer. Are you then also bound by the time limitation? So if you hold like the Netziv, it's a din in Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh, it's a din in the Yom Tov. So since women are shaykhis to the Yom Tov, they're shaykh to the limitation of Veloy Tosfos Yom Tov. But if you hold like the Shlach HaKadosh, that it's totally in the shame, it's totally in Tamimis, and Tamimis is the Sfiras HaOmer din. So if it's a din in Sfiras HaOmer, women are not bound, women are not mitzvah in Sfiras HaOmer. So maybe they don't have this limitation. And it's very negel achalaisa. Someone called me up this week. He wanted to know, his mother, she's an older woman, she's an almona, she lives by herself, can she make early shavuos? So I, without giving the whole pilpul, generally people don't want a pilpul when they call up a shayla, they want to hear the answer, the chayrit tali and these two dinim. If it's like the shalach kaddish, that it's wrapped into svira, so one can argue if women are not bound, they're not mitzvah in svira, they're not mitzvah in tamimus. If you go like the Netziv, that's totally in Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, so that's totally whenever the Yom Tov starts, men and women are the same. However, it's not really true. Lamosha, if you look in the Reb Nosson Gestetner, debunks my theory. Reb Nosson Gestetner writes in number 18, not like that. He writes, he goes through the whole shebang, and he says not so. Again, due to time, I'm just going to read, we'll start from the next piece where he's an ice base. He writes, Me'ato. He says no. He wants to tell you that even according to the Shla, the Yom Tov of Shua starts at the end of Tamimus. That's when the Yom Tov starts. So therefore, it starts for everyone. Then it's not this. It's not like a din in Sfira that, well, I have to wait for Sfira. No, this is the Torah's way of telling me when Shavuos begins. And therefore, if it's the Torah's way of telling me when Shavuos begins, so then it's the same thing for men as it is for women. So therefore, argues of Nosson Gestetner, since Shavuos is only Yom Tov, where the Torah never gives you a starting time, all the Torah tells you is after the conclusion of Sfira. So therefore, it's like the Torah is specifically saying it starts on the night of 50. So therefore, Zogt of Nosson Gestetner, it makes no difference if you're a man or a woman, you are both equally bound to wait until it's Vade Laila. And then he quotes a very interesting Chassam Sefer, number 19. He writes, The second day Yomtif of Shavuos is not like the second day Yomtif of Sukkot or Pesach. Why? The Yomtif Sheni Shal Shavuos lo hayu Safik Meilam. There was never a Safik on the second day of Shavuos. Why? The key in the Shavuos hundo Oilam b'yom chamishim l'svira acham Yomtif Sheni Shal Pesach, because we know Shavuos was always 50 days from Pesach. Va'az oz kvar nesparsim chol Oilam k'viya shal Nisan. So we already know when it was Nisan. V'imkim gav avisenu lo also misafik. Again, Shavuos was never really a Safik, because once we established when Pesach was, 50 days later, Shavuos. So Zaktach Sam Soif, the second day Shavuos is really different than the second day Yom Tov, all other Yom Tovim. So why do we do it? The gods who ought to Pesach Vesukos. So why do we even have it? Teretz is because we're afraid that if people are going to stop doing second day Shavuos, they'll also stop doing second day Pesach and second day Sukkos. Interesting svara from Nachsam Soif. Number 19b is from the Sefer Chaschag B'chag, where he points out that this Taz might be l'shitosai to a Taz in Simen Tofresh Samach Dalad in Hilchas Shmini Atzeres, to whether or not you can make early Shmini Atzeres. Again, we'll have to discuss that perhaps a different time. Now, Halach L'maisa. Where does this leave us all? Where are we left? So if you look in the Hesaris B'tshuva of Shimon Sefer, he writes like this. He says, Imkein, HaPeh HaKodesh Sha'omet Timimis Tiyenu Hu Atzmai Tziva Lohisav Mechal HaKodesh. He's bothered with another kasha. His kash is, how can it be that we don't have Taisus Yom Tov on Shavuos? Taisus Yom Tov, according to many Rishonim, is a din d'oraisa. How could it not exist on Shavuos? How could it not exist? So the easy answer is, of course it exists. It exists when you daven Ma'ariv. You'll daven Ma'ariv early, or you won't do Malacha starting before Shkia, but the actual Mitzvah Sayyim won't start till later. That's what I would have answered. But he's very bothered by this. And therefore says the Esayrish B'tshuva, he writes, it can't be. Imken kaim b'zeh mitzvahs atmimus ad kabal yomtiv. Umiyad kishakabal of yomtiv cholav over arseyim. You know how you do it? When the moment you decide to make yomtiv, that's taisus yomtiv, and that's genuk shayim for tmimus. The same Torah who told you tmimus is the same Torah who told you to make taisus yomtiv. So he says the moment you decide to usher yomtiv, so if you make early yomtiv, so Hashem says do genuk shayim tmimus, I'm happy, that's enough tmimus. Therefore he argues there's absolutely no problem.
And there was only any of the
so many Rishayim, not all, but many Rishayim hold Taisus Yom Tov is also their ice. Yeah. Not all Rishayim, but many Rishayim hold that way. So he writes over here, so therefore he says that's the way you're going to do it. And he says at the end, Kidav Zeh, he says again, same argument. The last five lines. Kidav Kizeh Havali Lahavi Bishasu Poiskim. He argues the same svar that we saw, that if this is such a real din, why did no one bring it down? So therefore he writes, Shema Minot Deleisa, V'loi Masina Drushes, V'rebuim Mu'utim B'krob B'sefri HaPoiskim, Rakid Ma'ashe B'gemor M'kubo M'pi Ma'mechazal. So he basically throws out the whole idea of not making early Shavuos. So he's very makel. So again, he's very makel. Now, the question is, can you use that B'zman HaZeh? What I mean B'zman HaZeh? Let's say like a year like this year. You want to have many minyanim scattered out. You want to have minyanim of 10 people. So you want to try to get as many people in the shul. But if you're not going to start your first Ma'ariv till Tzei Tzikachavim, how many people are going to wait to daven Ma'ariv first at 10:15? It's not practical. But if you can make early Shavuos, so you can start at, you'll have the first minyan will start at 7 o'clock, second minyan at 8 o'clock, third minyan at 9 o'clock. Is that a viable option? So according to the Sayyid B'Tshuva, it's 100% a viable option. However, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins in number 21, talk to Mishnah Berurah, Ma'achron l'espalel arvis, says the Mishnah Berurah, no, we wait to start Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv. So Mr. Brewer here follows the Chumrah of the Taz, not the Magen Avram. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, 22. Belel Shavuos, a mekachin ala kois achihi laila. He goes like the Magen Avram. So the Machloek is Magen Avram and Taz, the Machloek is Mr. Brewer and Aruch HaShulchan. Now again, if a person would daven Ma'ariv early, would he be doing something wrong? I can't say that, because according to the Magen Avram, no. According to the Shlach HaKadosh, no. According to many people, no. Again, the Minhag HaOlam, and almost all the shuls that I'm aware of in New York, is to wait for Ma'ariv. It is. That is the Minhag HaOlam. The question is, what about a year like this? So Rabbi Radinsky said, Halach L'maisa, Rabbi Radinsky's got big shoulders on him. He paskin Halach L'maisa. If there's a shul that wants to make many minyanim, and they want to have, you know, bunch of minyanim, he thinks that without a doubt they can daven Ma'ariv earlier. They don't have to wait till Tzeis. They can start earlier. They can have one minyan at 7, one at 7:30. What's the problem? Okay. So he paskins Halach L'maaseh. Rabbi Radinsky feels that because many people hold like the Magen Avram, he thinks you could be Mekel. He thinks you could be Mekel and and daven many minyan. I'm not saying that's my psak, and then I'm not saying that if you have an outdoor minyan, you should do that. But I'm just letting you know what he said. He passes Allah l'maisa that he feels that there's a tzarich for a shul to daven ma'ariv early. He thinks you should do it without a problem. Now, Mr. Brewer paskins, he got away from ma'ariv. The Aruch HaShulchan says you don't. So, there's definitely yesh amilis. If you look in Yakut Yosef, and Yakut Yosef, he writes, what I do over there, ruined. Adina, come here for a second. If you look in Yakut Yosef, we were so close to having no technical problems.
Can I get you out of this bag?
Just make the page bigger, please. No, just make the page bigger. So the Yakut Yosef quotes, come out word for what his father writes in Yechav Adas. Thank you. He writes like this. The minag is, you should really wait to what's called says. You could do it. If you want to make Kiddush earlier, before Shkia, making Kiddush early, says Rabbi Avadja. You have to be saying Mechon. So when this fellow asked me how early can his mother make Kiddush, so I wasn't willing to go as far as Rabbi Avadja or their Hisaris Beshuva. I said, try to do it after Shkia. Because he told me there's no way she's going to stay up till 9:15 to first start her Suda. So I said, if you can wait till after Shkia, Shkia's around 8:15, 8:20. So again, if she can't wait that long, Avada, I think there's Yesh HaMei Lismach, even to start the meal that early. That was the opinion of Rabbi Avadja Yosef. Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi, Kedarkei HaKodesh. For those of you who are familiar with Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi, he's not, he's a very by-the-book type of fellow. By-the-book means by what he considers the Rishonim and the Shas and the Paiskim, and he writes the following in the Sefer Orla Tzion. He writes like this. He says, Ulamaisa Nira, the Emakim Mahakbid Bezek Klal. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi, I see no reason to be Makbid not to make early Shavuos, Ubefracha Kol HaRishonim Vator Vashochanach Leskiru Dovazeh. Ubevadai Shalinogu Kain. That's because there's no such minak. Umenayim Lar Lahakbid Bezek. Why should you be so frum? Especially because the whole shlaw I take issue with. Now again, with all due respect to Yitzchak Gabadi, I don't know how he throws out the Taz and the Magen Avram. The Taz and the Magen Avram do write it. But this is Yitzchak Gabadi, Kedarkei HaKodesh, he felt that there's no chumrah. Okay? So according to Yitzchak Gabadi, you can make early Shavuos without any issue. Halach l'maisa, sach hakol. The accepted custom of Klal Yisrael, for whatever reason, has become to wait for the start of Ma'ariv, even though that can easily be debated, and even the waiting for the Kiddush can easily be debated. So if a guy, let's say, has a tzairich, for whatever the reason is, he needs to make early Kiddush, he needs to go somewhere. Let's say, for example, I don't know, he's a doctor, he has to be in the hospital, so I think he should make early Shavuos Lefiza, if maybe. Or let's say, for example, like we're talking about now, you want to daven Ma'ariv early because you want to have many minyanim. I definitely hear an argument that you should be allowed to do so. But assuming that all bets are equal, I think the minhag olam is to follow Mishnah Brura and follow the Magen Avraham to wait till even daven Ma'ariv, even though it's clearly a very big chum. The next shaila that follows this shaila is, when do women light candles on the first night of Shavuos? Following the chumrah of the Shlo HaKodesh, it should come out that if a man is not allowed to make early Shavuos, then a lady's not allowed to make early Shavuos. Now, if a lady's not allowed to make early Shavuos, what happens when a lady lights candles? She's makabel upon herself yomtiv, she ushers in the yomtiv. Now, she should not be allowed to do that until it's vade laila. So, l'chayra, it should come out, l'fi what we're saying now, women should not be allowed to light candles early, right? Many women, it's tamazei shayla on yomtiv when the women light candles. Do they light it before yomtiv? Like Shabbos, would they light it right before the Suda? Because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to pass a fire. So, but those women that are noy to light candles before Yom Tov, so the Chayr one can make a very strong argument, they should not be allowed to light it before Yom Tov. If a man's not allowed to make early Yom Tov, why is a lady allowed to make early Yom Tov? So the Chayr, she should have to wait to light candles. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman rejects that. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes, number 25, he says, those women that have a minute to light candles earlier, they are allowed to light earlier on Shavuos also. L'maisa, why? So he writes in the bottom, because as a vayt, we don't go. We don't take the Shlo HaKodesh that far. Shaila is, why not? If you're going to take the Shlo HaKodesh for Kiddush, why don't you take the Shlo HaKodesh that far as well? He doesn't really explain it too much. The impression that I get from Reb Shlomo Zalman is because this whole thing is only a chumrah. The chumrah was only for Kiddush, and it wasn't for lighting candles. However, he does quote on the bottom that in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, they do quote that there were those that held that women should light candles, but dafka later on, Shavuos night. Davka should not light early for this cheshbon, but I don't believe that's the accepted practice. I think the accepted practice is like Reb Shlomo Zalman told us, that women may light candles early, regular zman. But it definitely is a question in Lumdus, why should ladies be different than men? Why are they allowed to usher in Yom Tov earlier and we may not? The last question. But again, we said it. So again, we already said, but if, first of all, what about if you hold like the Netziv? If you hold like the Netziv, that's Be'etzim Yemez, that shouldn't make a difference. And the way Reb Nosson Gestetner learned Tamimus wasn't a Din Netziv, it was a Gilin, how to learn the Torah, how the Torah. Again, I'm not saying you can't argue with Nosson Gestetner, but the way Reb Nosson Gestetner learned Tamimus, it wasn't a Din Netziv. It was a Din in how to read the Torah. The Torah says, when does this Yom Tov start? This Yom Tov starts at the end of 50 days. So the Yom Tov starts for women also at the end of 50 days. That was Reb Nosson Gestetner's argument. So Shaila, let's say this year. This year, the first night of Shavuos is Thursday night, so therefore you have to wait the first night. On a side note, I'm just going to mention this. I saw in the Nitta Gavriel, the Nitta Gavriel brings down from Paiskin that for someone who finds it hard to stay up a whole night, Shavuos night, which this year I think is almost everyone, many of us, unless you have built-in chavruses, and my daughter is not old enough to stay up a whole night, and my wife is probably not going to be chavruses with me, and my son is definitely not staying up a whole night, so I'm flying solo. So it's going to be a little difficult unless I get a heter to use my Oitzer Chachma, then maybe I'll make it through the night. But as far as I know, there's no heter to use my computer. But so Nitta Gavriel writes, try to stay up at least till after Chatzais. Try. If you know, again, Chatzais is not very late. It's a little before 1 o'clock. So if you start, again, work it out. If you first start Ma'ariv at 9:10, then until you get home, whatever, depending where you're davening, at home, after Minyan, I'm not getting involved in that. Then you start your meal, so it might not be so hard. But if you could push yourself, that would be a good thing. I think that's a goal for all of us, at least for myself, is to try to get through Chatzais. In any case, let's say Friday night. So now you want to make early Yom Tov Friday night because you're so tired from the last night. So you want to make early Friday night. And on top of it, it's Shabbos, so it didn't taste for Shabbos. Am I allowed to make early Friday night? And by doing so, I'm going to be maybe taking away from the first day of Yom Tov. Now, is that a problem? Now, the truth is, we had a share about this. We discussed this actually almost a year ago, Rosh Hashanah time. We talked about this from the second night Rosh Hashanah, the first night Rosh Hashanah to the second night Rosh Hashanah. Can you daven Ma'ariv make early second day Yom Tov? It's true for every second day Yom Tov. Well, not really, because the other ones you have to wait for the matzah or wait for the sukkah, but it's true for Rosh Hashanah and it's true for Shavuos. Can I stop and say make the second day Yom Tov? Can I make early second night? So there's a Ma'aril. This is also, these Ma'ariv Mekoyimus are also found in one of Rev Schechter's Piskei Halachas that he sent out, that you can find from him. So he discusses this topic as well. So it starts off with a Ma'aril. I put it on the paper over here, the Ma'aril, and it's also found in the Mata Ephraim. The Ma'aril writes that why are you not allowed to daven Ma'ariv early on the second night? So again, why can't I daven Ma'ariv early? Forget starting Yom Tov. Now you can't be Mechin from the first day to the second day. I understand that. But why can't I daven Ma'ariv? So the Ma'aril writes, as does the Mata Ephraim, because we're afraid that if you daven Ma'ariv early, what's going to happen? You show up at home, you show up at home, your wife says, oh, let's start the meal. The problem is, you can't be Mechin from one day to the next. It's not the second night yet. So therefore, Zog the Prima God, the reason why on a regular Yom Tov, you can't go early the second night, is because we're always afraid you may come to be Mechin early. So L'chaira argues Rav Schechter, logically, if that's true, this year it's not an issue. Why? Because this year you're allowed to be Mechin from Friday to Shabbos because you made an Erev Tavshilin. So if the whole reason why I'm not allowed to make early Ma'ariv on Friday night is because we're afraid my wife may come to be Mechin from the first day to the second day, what's the problem? You're allowed to be Mechin from the first day to the second day because this year you made an Erev Tavshilin. That's the whole purpose for an Erev Tavshilin. What about the Svara of the Netziv? According to the Netziv, I'm not allowed to make early because Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh. So he basically quotes, like, you know, who necessarily says that that's Pshat on the Pasuk? So because of the Netziv, I'm not allowed to make early second night, so Reb Shechter is not overly concerned. Secondly, what about according to the Din of Tamimus? So the Prima Gadim already writes, the Din Tamimus is only on the first night. The second night, there's no Din Tamimus. So therefore, even if you hold of this Chumrah, it would not apply to the second night. So therefore, Halach Lamaisa, the Chayra Me'ikar Adin, strictly speaking, would be permissible on this year, Friday night, to daven Ma'ariv, make a plag minyan. So let's say, for example, you want to start Mincha before plag. daven mayiv after plug, you have no problem. So make her adin. That's what Rav Shechter basically lays out over in number 29. I'm not going to read it all, but he basically points out these two issues. The issue of tamimus is not a problem because according to the B'Megadim, it's only the first night of the second night. The issue of hachon is not a problem because you have an eiv tafshilin. And he writes over there the nitziv. No, he says, he writes over here the whole, he writes over after the last three lines. Av bishel divrei nitziv din deraisa who's there. He writes it's only a minug. Vadrush is an asmachta. And he's not overly concerned that the Netziv learns the pasuk this way. So Allah Lamaisa of Shechter writes that you would be allowed to make early Shavuos the second night, and you would not have any halachic issues. So Allah Lamaisa. So the first, it's mamish mikatzel katzel. The first night you're waiting till tzitzik chavim. The second night you mamish starting after plug. Mamish a difference of like 2.5-3 hours between the first night and the second night. But Allah Lamaisa, the first night you should try to wait for Ma'ariv and the start of the meal. While the second night you can start it even after plug. Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful Yom Tov. Wherever you find yourselves learning, try to learn as best as you can. Kabbal Satera for all of us, for ourselves, for our family. Wishing everyone a very wonderful Yom Tov, a healthy Yom Tov, a safe Yom Tov, an enjoyable Yom Tov. And Mr. Shem will be back together Sunday morning, back to Rebbe Loza de Mila. Yeah. Take care, everyone.
Sure.
Be well, everyone.
Sure.
Have a good Yom Tov, everyone. Take care, be well. I was doing so well. Yeah, I told them about the virtual background. I said I take apology for the virtual background. It's my kids. I don't even know what they're doing half the time.